Welcome back, Sissy. If you are watching this video, there should be no doubt that you want to be a sissy. If you are not sure whether or not you are a sissy, go watch the first part of this guide. By admitting that you are a sissy, you took the first step on your path to sissification. Sissification is good for you. You should sissify yourself as much as it is possible for you. There might be limits for you, preventing you from becoming a complete sissy. That should not stop you from becoming the best sissy you can. In this video, I will set a few goals and rules, or guidelines for you. Following these guidelines and reaching those goals will help you to start, or deepen your sissification. It is possible that you have already reached all of the goals I will set in this part of the guide, it's for beginners. If that is the case, you can still watch this part of the guide to dwell in your own sissyhood. There will also be a video with advanced goals. The overall goal is, of course, to have sex with man. Getting fucked by man is the way to have sex you were made for. Alright, let's get into it. So you accepted that you are not a real man. You realized that you are a sissy and that you want to have sex with men. This is great, but it is only the first step. In this early stage of your sissification, it is most important to feminize yourself as much as possible. First and foremost in regards to your sexual behaviors, but a sissy should also look and act as female as possible, because this is what attracts real men. Sissies want to have sex with men. But you are probably not there yet. By feminizing a few things about yourself, you will get a taste of what it feels like to be a sissy and a break from pretending to be a man. No matter how far you want to go with your sissification, you need to realize that your masculinity is fake. You are a sissy, you are not a real man. You are only pretending to be a man in your day-to-day life. Of course, it would be best to stop pretending and live your life as the sissy that you are. But it's not that easy, of course. So we will start with things you can do to start and deepen your sissification without other people noticing it at first. So for now, you may keep up your fake masculinity and only be a sissy in secret. At some point, you should consider to live as a sissy permanently. The more you sissify yourself, the harder it will become to pretend to be a man. It will start to feel silly, because you will start to notice how fake your masculinity is. The moment a real man slides his cock into your asshole, the last drop of masculinity you thought you had will get fucked out of your body. But we are getting ahead of ourselves. Let's start with a simple rule that will help you to sissify. Stop jerking off. Jerking off is something men do with their cocks. It looks something like this. You are not a man, you don't have a real man's cock. So this is not how you should masturbate. We already established in part 1 of this guide that your penis is not meant for penetration and direct stimulation. But this does not mean that you can't masturbate. Actually, you should masturbate as much as possible. You only need to stop pretending to be a man when you are masturbating. Be honest, jerking off like this makes you come in seconds and doesn't give you the pleasure it should. You need to feminize your masturbation habits. I want you to masturbate like a sissy. Never use your whole hand to stimulate your penis. You should never use more than 3 fingers to stimulate your penis. Treat it like a clitoris. Masturbate like a girl. Rub it with your fingers, just like a girl would rub her clit. You can use vibrators on your clit to make it squirt. Girls sometimes use an electric toothbrush on their clit. Maybe you should try it too. Don't do this. This is only for real men. Sissies don't masturbate like this. This is how a sissy plays with herself. You will notice that your clitty will produce a lot of precum. Use it to rub your sissy clit. You will be soaking wet, just like a girl when she fingers herself. Start to include your nipples in your masturbation, rub your precum on them, pinch them gently, grope your non-existing tits. It will be way harder to reach an orgasm masturbating like that, but that's how masturbation is supposed to be. You have been doing it wrong the whole time. Think about how girly you are, rubbing your sissy clit to orgasm. Masturbating like a sissy will take way longer and you will love it, because you get to be your sissy self while you masturbate. Masturbating will be way more pleasing this way. When you were jerking off, you just did it to come quickly and it never took you long. Once you start masturbating like a sissy is supposed to, you will start to edge multiple times before you orgasm. You will bring yourself close to orgasm, just to stop and start over, because masturbating like a sissy is pure pleasure for you. You will find yourself rubbing, edging, and watching porn for hours. You will love it. The next step will be to masturbate without touching your clit. This is important because your clit won't play a big role once you start having sex with men. So after you made a few experiences with your girl in masturbation, your next goal is to come without touching your clit. You can start by riding a pillow instead of using your hands. Ride the pillow like a girl on top of a man. Grind your dicklet against the fabric of the pillow sheet. You might think that this won't work, but your dicklet is very sensitive. You can't pleasure a woman with it, because you come too fast, but this comes in handy now. You might have noticed that I left out a very important thing. Your asshole. Of course you should involve your asshole as soon as possible into your masturbation. For some sissies this is a big step. Once you start to receive sexual pleasure from your butthole, there is no going back. But you have always been curious about your butt. You probably have already tried to stick a finger in your ass or even more. No matter how far your curiosity has driven you thus far. As a sissy you need to accept that your asshole is your main sexual organ. You have an ass pussy, you want to have sex with men and they will use your ass just like a pussy on a girl, to pleasure their cocks. So it is important to integrate your ass pussy into your masturbation as soon and as much as possible. You can start by rubbing your hole, using your precum as lube. Make your sissy pussy feel good with your finger, it will relax and you will be able to slip in your finger easily. Slide your finger in and out, finger yourself like a girl would. But that won't be enough to satisfy your urge. Start using a dildo to fuck your ass. Your goal should be to use a dildo every time you masturbate, never come without something in your ass. Try to reach a sissygasm, orgasm from anal stimulation only. Once you orgasm from anal penetration you will understand that this is the only right way for you to come. Your penis will lose its importance step by step. And you will love it. Let's summarize. Don't jerk off, that's only for real men. Masturbate like a girl, make yourself feel as girly as possible while you masturbate. Start using your ass pussy to masturbate and try to touch your penis less and less. Next up are two short and easy to follow rules. Only watch sissy porn. You probably do this already, but if not, you should change this. Avoid porn with pussies in them. Pussy is for real men, sissies like you don't care about pussy. Real men watch porn and imagine to be the one fucking the girl. That does not work out for you, because you are not a man, you are a sissy. You can't fuck a girl like this, and we both know that you don't even want to anymore. At some point you might look at straight porn and imagine to be the girl, that's probably what you already did subconsciously the whole time. But you don't have a vagina, you can only get fucked in the ass. So it will be much easier to know your role in sex if you only watch sissy porn. Look at sissies sucking cock and getting fucked in the ass, imagine being them. It's that easy, and it will feel right. You can watch anything on hypnotube.com. Also you can go to any other porn site and search for the terms sissy, sissy hypno, sissy training, sissification and feminization, just to name a few. You will find lots and lots of sissy porn that is suited for you. If you accidentally stumble upon a vagina, make sure to stop masturbating, until you are looking at porn that is suitable for sissies again. Use proper terms for your genitals and your asshole. This one is very easy. We have already established that you do not have a penis like a real man does. I have already started to refer to your penis as clitty, dicklet, and such. I have called your butthole sissy pussy, ass pussy, and so on. I want you to redefine your sexual organs. What you called a penis is definitely not a penis, so stop calling it a penis. Between your legs is no penis, you have a cute sissy clit. Your asshole is not just your asshole from now on. It is a hole for pleasure. You feel pleasure if your asshole is penetrated and men feel pleasure if they slide their cocks in and out of your asshole. You want to have sex with men, you want to pleasure their cocks. You want them to use your hole for pleasure. You want to make them come. A hole like that is normally found between the legs of a woman. Females have a pussy to pleasure cocks. You are not a female, but you want to use your asshole just like a pussy. Start referring to it with terms like ass pussy, sissy hole and so on, to remind yourself that you are a sissy. Your mouth can also be a fuckhole. Maybe you are capable to give a good blowjob, but sucking cock is not the same thing as getting your face fucked. Think of your mouth as another hole to pleasure cocks. Let's go over it one more time. Your main sexual organ is your anus. You want man to use it like a pussy. Your asshole is just like a pussy, it is an ass pussy. Get a pair of panties. Buy your first pair of panties. No one has to know about it. Start browsing the internet for panties and just order some. Buy the cutest pair of panties you can find. Just browsing for panties, looking at different cuts and colors will make you feel very girly. Maybe you already played with the thought of buying and wearing panties. You will know what to look for. Good sissy. Real men don't think about buying panties. Don't worry, no one will find out about you. Once you get your panties, try to wear them as much as possible. Just slip them on instead of your normal underwear, no one will notice, trust me. Wear panties as much as possible, try to go outside with your panties on, go to work wearing them. You will feel very girly. You can start by wearing them at home. Every day after you come home, change into your panties. Of course, it is useful to have more than one pair of panties, so you don't have to stop wearing them as often. Wearing panties will help you to realize that your masculinity is fake. You are just pretending to be male. A real man would not buy girly panties and wear them. Your sissy clitty looks so cute in your panties. Wearing panties will feel right. Buy a dildo. Even if you think you are not ready to get your ass pussy fucked, you should buy a dildo as soon as possible. Using a dildo on your ass pussy will be a very important step in your sissification. Your ass pussy should be ready to take a cock as soon as possible. It might take some training. Your sexual encounters with women were disappointing. You can't perform like a real man. You don't care for pussy like a real man. You want to be ready once a man wants to have sex with you. You want to be ready to take his cock and pleasure him. You want your hole to be ready for his cock. Training your ass pussy will make you feel girly. You will take much pleasure in fucking your sissy pussy with a dildo. Start browsing the internet for a dildo. No one will notice that you bought a dildo, just get one already. Here are some tips for your first dildo purchase. It should not exceed 3 centimeters in diameter. It can be very long. A long dildo is easier to handle. A dildo with a suction cup is very useful, and don't forget to buy some lube. Use a lot of lube at the start of your training. Get rid of body hair. Start to shave as much of your hair as possible. Men are hairy, you are not a man, so you should be as smooth as possible. Most men don't like hairy females, so you should get rid of your body hair to feel girly. Shave at least your armpits, your ass pussy and your clitty. Get rid of as much hair as possible. A sissy should be as smooth as possible, but you might have a problem with shaving too much. You are probably afraid that someone will notice and ask questions. Trust me, no one cares. You probably aren't very hairy anyway. If someone asks, just tell them you were bored and curious. Just think about how girly it will feel to shave your whole body and use body lotion on your smooth skin. Remember, you want to have sex with men, men want you to be hairless. You want to be as girly as possible, and girls shave. Stay limp. Your sissy clitty should stay as limp as possible, as much of the time as possible. Getting an erection is way too masculine for you. The only reason a penis should get hard is to fuck, but your sissy clitty is not suited for fucking. You can't pleasure a woman through penetration. You are not a man, you are a sissy. What would a sissy like you need an erection for? You don't care for pussy, and pussy doesn't care for your erection. You want to have sex with man, men have erections. They use their erected penis to fuck your ass pussy until they shoot their cum. You are not a man, you don't get hard, you stay limp. You don't need an erection to have sex, you want men to use your ass pussy for pleasure. You want them to make you come from anal. But don't forget that your orgasm is not important. Sex is over after the men comes. You don't need to have an orgasm during sex, making men come is enough pleasure for you. If you get to have a sissygasm, be thankful. Sissies don't get to come each time they have sex. Stay limp while you masturbate with a dildo. Stay limp while you rub your sissy clitty and try to come while limp. You will feel so girly. Getting an erection will just remember you of your fake masculinity. Your sissy clit will be limp and flop around while your ass pussy gets fucked. You will feel like a girl getting fucked. You want to orgasm from penetration like a girl. Eat cum. You feel the urge to eat cum. Sometimes you might not feel this urge, but it comes back after a while, especially if you don't come for some time. Don't be ashamed of this urge. It's normal for a sissy to have an urge for cum. Once you accept your lust for cum, the periods you don't feel a need for cum will get shorter and shorter. Get used to the taste of cum as soon as possible. Once you start to masturbate like a sissy, your clitty will produce a lot of precum. Like I already told you, your precum will make for some good lube. But you should also eat your precum, to get used to the taste of cum. Just lick it off your fingers. Girls lick their juices off their fingers all the time, so should you. But that won't be enough. I know you have the urge to eat a whole load of cum. When you masturbate, you want to jizz in your hand and lick it up, but you chicken out once you came. Real men don't have these urges. Real men just want to come in as much holes as possible. You will feel pleasure just by taking cum in your mouth. Your goal should be to eat your own load every time you orgasm. Licking up your cum should be part of your masturbation, just like playing with your ass pussy. If you have sex with a man, he might want to come in your mouth. He won't care if you already had an orgasm. You need to be ready to take his load. And we both know you want to, you just need to get used to it. The most easy way to start your practice is to come directly in your own face. But you need to be a little bit flexible for it. Try to get in this position once you start to orgasm, and try to get as much cum in your mouth as possible. Practice to be in this position beforehand. You could also try to come on a dildo and lick your cum off of it. This will make you feel very girly, but if you are starting your practice, it will be difficult to pull off. Another way to start your practice is to come into a condom, poke a little hole into the tip and suck out the cum. You can come into the condom, wait until you get horny again and then suck the cum out of the condom when you feel the urge to eat cum. You could even try to slide the cum-filled condom over your dildo and practice giving a blowjob on it, before you bite a small hole into the condom to suck the cum out. That's probably the best way to experience what it feels like to pleasure a man with your mouth. The taste of cum varies, depending on your diet. Try to drink a lot of pineapple juice to make it taste sweet. In any case, you need to start to eat your cum. If you can't do any of the above, just lick it off your hand. Just do it, you won't regret it. Man will expect from you to eat their cum. Next up is a big one. Tell your girlfriend about your sissy desires. I know this is a big one, especially for beginners. But you should not waste your time and the time of others with your little secret. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying you should break up with her. Chances are, that you don't even have a girlfriend, and in this case you should not get one. If you are not ready to be open to her about your sissification process. But if you happen to have a girlfriend, you should at least, stop misleading her. You are not a man, Your masculinity is fake, and she should know about it. You don't need to break up with her, but you should make sure that she knows that you are not a real man. You will never fuck her like a real man would. You are a sissy. You want to have sex with men, just like her. You want to get fucked by men, just like her. You have an ass pussy that you want to get filled. For her, sex with you feels like sex with a girl, because you only make her come with your fingers and your tongue. She is not a lesbian. She wants to get fucked by a man, just like you. Talk with her about your urges. Tell her that you are a sissy. Make her understand that both of you want to have sex with men. Your relationship with her might lose any sexuality, but that's okay. You can't pleasure her, you can only pleasure cocks. Both of you need a real cock in your sexual life. At some point you might even share some nice cocks, but she won't really be your girlfriend anymore at that point, right? Of course there is a possibility that she still wants to have sex with you. In that case you should propose to her that she should take the male role when the both of you have sex. You should not keep pretending to be a man during sex, you are a sissy. Suggest to get a strap on and let her fuck you in your ass pussy. Just imagine how girly you will feel around her, once she fucked you like the girl you are. You can still pretend to be a man around other people, but the both of you will know that your masculinity is just a facade. She is a female, you are a sissy, and she does the fucking in your relationship. If none of the above works, you should at least stop penetrating her with your clitty. Every act of heterosexual sex with her is fake, just like your masculinity. You should never put your penis in her vagina, no matter how much she is bagging. She wants a real man to fuck her, you are not a real man, you are a sissy. Both of you need to realize that. If she is begging you to fuck her, it is only because she still thinks that you are capable to fuck her, but that's not true. Just think about how you want to suck cock, how you want to eat cum and get fucked in the ass. Putting your penis inside her would just feel stupid and pathetic. You could offer to use a strap-on on her, this way you can at least pretend to fuck her. I want to be honest with you, all of this might ruin your relationship. She might break up with you. But deep down you know that you owe her the truth. If she breaks up with you, you might be sad for a while, but in the end you will realize that it was the right thing to do, and after rewards you will be free to deepen your sissification and to have sexual encounters with men without any betrayal. Any other road will most likely lead to you cheating on your girlfriend or wife. You are a sissy, you cannot change that. At some point you will be on your knees sucking a man's cock and taking his load. Be a good sissy and make sure you don't hurt others. Work on your body. Part of your feminization should be to transform your body to be attractive for men. Some sissies are lucky to have some fat at the right places, that gives them a feminine look by nature. But if this isn't the case for you, you should probably go for a skinny look. Try to lose some weight. Squats do wonders to get a nice looking ass. In addition to that, you should eat healthy. Eat lots of fruits and vegetables. You should also work on your flexibility. You want to be very flexible, so take your time to stretch every day. You should be able to put your feet behind your head at some point without feeling discomfort. Trust me on that one. Last but not least, don't wait too long with your sissification. If you know that you are a sissy, don't wait until your 30s to do something about it. Start your sissification as soon as possible, be feminine, wear panties, get fucked, make man come. Of course you can start your sissification at any point in your life. But if you are still young, don't hesitate to start your sissification. You need to be sure to want it, but once you are, there should be no holding back. You are only young once, don't waste it pretending to be a man. Be girly, be attractive, seduce man, have sex with man, make them come, enjoy being a sissy as much as possible. Start with the things I told you to do in this part of the guide. If it feels right, keep going. Thank you for watching this part of the guide. I hope you find these tips and guidelines helpful for your sissification. I am sure you will deepen your sissification if you follow this guide. There is no fixed order to all of this, just try a few things and see if it feels right. If it does, keep going. Good sissy. Look out for the next part. Until then, goodbye sissy.